Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, beautiful Wednesday. I pray that you are blessed and in perfect health and spirit. I pray that your morning looks like it's going to be a beautiful day because it is a beautiful day. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider one another to love and good works. This scripture is so fitting this morning. As I came out this morning on the beach and sitting here and I'm meditating and I'm preparing myself for this prayer call, and a father and daughter is walking up the shore, and in the midst of them walking, I'm admiring and I'm noticing how the pigeons and the seagulls are perfectly together, harmonizing with each other, enjoying the sunrise and enjoying the crashing of the waves, minding their own business. And the little girl, in her excitement, she comes up and stirs up the birds. They, in the midst of together harmoniously, they all ran because she's coming to stir them up. And although she thought, you know, she was doing a good thing because she's a young girl and she's excited about seeing the animals, and so she runs up to them. I thought about, sometimes we have a good intent. Do we realize how our actions can stir up someone else? How our actions can stir up a situation? How sometimes it's just best for us to be quiet, sit back, observe the situation before joining in, before putting an opinion in, before we make a statement based on what we think, so that we can be prayerful and slow to move and stirring others up. Because it's our job, as the scripture says, be considerate of how to stir up one another. Or we can do it in love and in good work and not neglecting to meet together, because we are to meet together. We are supposed to be a people that come together. And so we have to just be mindful in that. Father God, I thank you this morning for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Lord God. I say thank you for your undeserved favor, Lord God, that you continue to show us and bless us with, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your word, that we can carry it out today, Lord God, and be who you called us to be, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we can be together in harmony, perfect harmony, Lord God, where we can please you and give you honor and glory, Lord God, in all that we do. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for who you are, Lord God. You are so amazing, so beautiful, such a sovereign God, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, just for blessing us, Lord God, with this life. Lord God, for those of us who are living in America, Lord God, and living in UK and areas, Lord God, where we're walking on blessed ground, Lord God, and we look at others who have less than us and who are going through certain situations, who are being persecuted for their religion, Lord God. I thank you for freedom, Lord God. It could have been us. So, Lord God, I pray that we would take advantage of our freedom, take advantage of this life that we have, and come together in love, Lord God. Come together in good works, Lord God, to glorify you and to give you honor, to give you praise, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for who you are and all that you are, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for healing in our bodies, Lord God, healing in our minds, healing in our spirits, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for breakthroughs, Lord God, coming through not just financially, Lord God, but spiritually, mentally, Lord God. There's so many, Lord God, battling with issues of the mind, Lord God. I pray for them this morning, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those who are grieving and mourning this morning, Lord God. I pray they will receive comfort to their lives, Lord God, and love on them, Lord God, and just give them a hug, Lord God. Give them the strength and support that they need, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my life. Continue, Lord God, to lift me up, stir me up, Lord God, so I can do your good works, Lord God. continue, Lord God, to bless me so I can be a blessing to others, Lord God. And that is my same prayer for those who are connected and listening to this call, Lord God. Use us like never before, Lord God. Continue to remind us that this walk is not about us, but to give you glory. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you do and all that you are. It is in Jesus' name we pray and give you all the glory and the honor. Amen. Have an amazing day, loves. God bless you. Be blessed. Be loved. I got a few requests and in reference to the prayer call and some, you know, people wanting to submit in a prayer for immediate requests on the phone. I think it's star one. I'm going to find out and have that information ready for tomorrow's call, but I believe it's star one. And also there's a dedicated email, devotedprayers@gmail.com. For those who come after the prayer call and are listening, you can submit a request to that email address, and I will share it here so others can be in prayer for and with you. I'm on a social media sabbatical right now, so if you are getting these messages and wanting to leave a request on Facebook, I apologize because I don't see them. But, again, if you want to email devotedprayers@gmail, feel free to drop a line there. And, again, we will be in prayer for you and send encouragement, whatever it is that you need. But God bless you. I pray that you have an amazing day today. Today is an amazing day. God is doing some amazing new things, and all we have to do is just embrace them and walk in them, and he will do the rest. I love you. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.